Bavua. Over Rabbi Yechon, he says over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, Machor b'fnei shloisha. No, the owner has to make the Machor in front of three people. It's not enough in front of Stam to Edim. Here you have to be Machzik in front of three people. Yeah. Samara says, what's the machlok is there? Samara says, Lema, let's say, Bid Rabba Bar Rav Huna Kamiflagi. Let's say the machlok is totally in Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Yom Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, the klal is, a klal in Lashon Hara, that Kol Milsa, the Misamra Biapet Losa, anything that you say over in front of three people, he holds, let's for Mishum Lishna Bisha. There's no issue of Lashon Hara. If you say it over in front of three people, then there's no issue of Lashon Hara. And what's the reason why? Because then people will tell other people, these three will tell other people, and it's like it's you do, everybody knows about it already. So if you tell it over, you're not adding to the situation. It's like known already. So you see, how many people do you have to tell it to be considered that everybody's going to find out about it? So that Rabbi Rav Huna says it has to be said in front of three people. If it's only said in front of two people, not everybody will find out about it. Hereby Machor, the purpose of making a Machor is that everybody should find out about it. So who is telling this in this Machlokes? Tamar says, Man Diyama B'fnei Shnayim, the one that says in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, it's enough to make a Machor in front of two people, less like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. This Man Diyama does not hold like Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. You don't have to say over something in front of three people that the news should spread. It's enough to say it over in front of two people. Well, Man Diyama though B'fnei Gimel, but the one that says in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, no, that a machor has to be done in front of three people, is like the Rabba Bar Rav Huna. They hold from Rabba Bar Rav Huna that something to be spread, that news should be spread, everybody should find out about it, you have to say it over in front of three people. If you only say it in front of two, that's not guaranteed the news will spread. See, a machor has to spread. You have to tell three people in order that they'll tell other people, that eventually will get down to the machzik that's in the field and he'll know to watch his shtar. So it has to be said in front of three people. Someone says, maybe no, low. I'll tell you, that's not that way. The kula yalma islu the Rabba Bar Rav Huna. It could be everybody agrees to Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Stamazel, when you tell something over, if you want news to spread, it has to be told over in front of three people. That's like a clown. When three people hear about it, then like the news spreads, everybody will hear about it. If so, v'hoch v'okiniflegi. So what's the machlokes then over here, in according to Rabbi Yechonon? Because the machor has to be done in front of two, or you don't need three. So I tell you, here it's like this. Man the one that says it's enough to make the machor in front of two people. Kisobri holds, machor shaloi b'fonov, loy have a machor. That a machor not in front of the machzik is not enough. In other words, the owner has to make sure himself that his protest comes to the ear of the machzik, the one that's there. So either the owner himself goes down to the field and tells that person, listen, this is my field, get off my field, or else the machzik has to stand in front of Edim. He has to tell two people, listen, I'm making you two people like my shluchim, you be my Edim, and I want you two to go down to tell him to get off my field. So if you make two people your shliach, that's also like you made your own machor. So if you owe that you have to see to it, that your words get to the machzik, so it's enough to tell two people. They'll make sure get to the machzik. Therefore, you don't need three. But a man, the yom b'fnei gimel, the one that says in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, no, that a machor has to be done in front of three people. I tell you, Kesavar, he holds machor shalei b'fonov, heavy machor, that the owner can make a machor not in front of the machzik, not in front of the person in the field. It's enough for him to tell other people. Then what's the svara? That since you tell other people, they'll tell their friends, their friends, their friends, and eventually it'll get down. So then you need this svara that news travels. So how much, in front of how many people do you need that news to travel? That's like Rabbi Rav Huna says, you need it in front of three people. So it could be everybody agrees that you need that to spread, you need three. The question is, if two is enough, is because it doesn't have to spread. You have to make sure to it that your machor gets to the ears of the machzik. And he boys them little swords like this maybe. He boys them and no. The kula yalmo machor shle before of heavy machor. Because everybody agrees that you can make the machor, the protest, in front of anybody. It doesn't have to be in front of the machzik, the person that's in your field. You could just tell your neighbors, tell your friends around you. If so then what's the machlekes? Why should two be enough? If you want to have the news spread that it should get back to the machzik, the chur should have to have three people. So what's the machlekes? I'll tell you, v'ocha v'ocha miflugi. Man diyom evnei beis, sova sa'adu sabinen. It has to be a din of edus here. You have to say it over in front of two people. That's called the good machor. The machor has to be in front of edus. Man diyom, that's the din of machor. The din of the machor is when you make a protest, it has to be there that Adam know about it. That's enough. So as long as it's set over in front of two people, that's the good. Rishbam says, Dai lono b'shnei Adam, she'idu shemichu zeh b'tech gimel. It's enough that if the maror, the owner, has two Adam, that they saw the way he made a machor, that's enough. V'yim yovoy hadov l'yoznov yovoy. And then listen, if we reach the years of the machzik, good. Since it's possible that maybe these words of the Edom will get to the ears of the Machzik, anyway in the world, that's called enough of a Machor. We're just worried that the Mara should not like just want to keep it closed. There's not a real shal of Lashon Hara here. We'll soon talk about this. So therefore, this man Yomit says it's enough just to tell two Edim. As long as two Edim know about it, it's very possible these two Edim will tell other people, and eventually the news will get to the Machzik. That's enough. But the other man Yomit says, O man Yomit b'fnei gimel, that no, the Machor has to be said in front of three people. I tell you, kesov riyoz, gilu milso, Binon, it has to be a Gila Milsa, that you have to tell it over, that this news should spread to everybody. How does news spread? If you tell it to three people. So Rashi says, in Yerushalayim, Gila Milsa Binon, Sheyeidu Kol Olam. The whole world has to know about it. Now, V'chiv, on the Noida L'Gimel, once three people know about something, Kilu Noida Kvar L'Machzik Domi, it's considered as if the Machzik, the one that's like stealing your field, knows about it. That's John Ismandiyamo. Now, as he holds that Machor has to be like 100% that's going to reach the Machzik ears. So, therefore, it has to be a Gilu Milso, everybody will hear about it. Therefore, you have to tell these three people. By telling three people, then for sure news will spread, and he'll tell him, and everybody will find out about it. But just telling two people, true is Adas, but that's not enough to spread. Look, Rashbam says better. Rashbam says, according to the first man, the Yomo, so according to the Pshat before, it's like this. So, behold, Machor, Shaloi, Befon, Avloyevi, Machor. So then you yourself have to go to the Machzik and be Moich in front of him. So then what do you need to write him for? Just stand and be able to prove it. You only need it for proof. So there's treaty only to aid him. Because you yourself have to go down to the Machzik. So if you yourself tell him, watch out, he's going to watch out. There's no two ways about it. Then all you need is just to aid him to be Aedus. The other man, the Yomit, says, no, you don't have to tell him directly. You just could tell any one of your friends. And then your friends will tell their friends and news travels. So then three people have to know about it for news to travel. Now we're going to buy a son, everybody holds news has to travel. You don't have to tell him directly. But still we hold, telling two people is enough. That's the Chiddush. Why? I tell him two people itself does not make news travel 100%. But there it says, doesn't have to travel 100%. It's enough if it travels a little bit. Since it's possible that the Machor will get him, and there are still Edom here, they saw the way you made the Machor, that alone is enough. Let's just a little bit about Rashbam. This is a big story here in Lashon Hara. And the Chodim Mori before said that Rabbi Rafuna said that Komilsa Divisama Biapet Loso Lesta Mishum Lishna Bishna. Anything that's said over in front of three people, there's no way to Lashon Hara. Shalom, what exactly does this mean? What kind of hetter is there to say Lashon Hara in front of three people? Adarabba, the more it gets known, the bigger Lashon Hara it is. So Shvam says here, Im Yachsru V'yormu L'zeh, Kachom Aplein Yelecha, that if you say it in front of three people, then these three people have a right to tell it over, even to the original owner. The time of the forest, B'yerchen, here, my time of Chav V'chav Yisle, Anything that people find out anyway, you're allowed to tell it over. Here you have to make the machor in order that it should be known that eventually it should get down to the machzik. If you argue and say two is enough here, then you argue by saying you don't need three for news to travel. It's enough just in front of two. According to this man, the Yomo, Olinian Loshin Hara, less than Mishum Lishna Bish also. If you say it over in front of two, it should also be enough. Then the Rashbam says, Lekamanami Mucho, demand the boy Gilu Nilsa, the Macho, boy Shloisha. If you all did a Macho, even though Shloisha Bifonim is enough, you could just tell your friends, but it has to be in a way that news will travel, and that's by telling three people. That's the maskono that if you make a protest, you have to do it in front of three people that the news will travel. Now the Rashbam says, the Chora of Eselim Aforshim, the Gabe Macho, Nami Loshin Arika. Lechura, by you making a protest, Lechura Lamaisi is saying Loshin Hara. What are you doing? You're the owner of the field, and you're telling everybody that the Shimon that's in my field right now is a goblin. Your mama's saying Loshin Hara about him. True, you yourself could go down there and tell him to get out of here, it's my field. You're allowed to tell that to him. But the Chura, the Shalos, how could you go around telling other people that he's a goblin? You're saying Loshin Hara upon him. So, the Rashbam says, to come upon the Gazlonu, Yilkoch, Lerava Rafuno, so according to Rav Chono, if you stand said over front of two people, that's not called a macho. Because since there's Nisa Loshner saying it over, so if you only said it in front of two people, these two people have no head to tell it over. So that's not called a good macho. If you tell two people, the Shimon of my field is a goslin, so you're telling them like Loshner, and these two people have no right to tell it over. So the machor is going to stop right there. It won't get down to that person. So therefore, some say it has to be said in front of three. Because if you say it over in front of three people, then there's no issa Loshon Hara telling it over. Shman says, no. But machor is not like regular Loshon Hara. The yikah machor hainu mishum, the dinen sheyobri adobu lohozen of shomachzik. O mitzvahi. Loy maloy, kidei shi zoy vishtoroy. Like the Rashbam says, no. Saying a macho, making this protest, and the fact that people give it over to the machzik, that's not saying Lashon Hara. Like, what purpose are you telling the machzik? It's his benefit. Like, you have to warn him, listen, don't lose your shtar. Like, just normally, if you stay in the field for 3 years, you have a chazok, you have a right to lose your shtar. But now, since the owner is making a macho protest, you have to be careful. You're going to have to hold on to your shtar. So when we go and tell it over to get the news down to the machzik, it's not saying Lashon Hara upon him. We're saying it for his sake. We're saying it for his toelis. And since our kavonah is his toelis, it's mutter. Because we're only saying that the owner is calling you a goslin. Not because we hold you a goslin. Not because we think bad about you, but adarabba. We want to stick up for you. We want to make it good for you. Like we hold you really, you bought the character. And most probably you have a star. We want to make sure you can hold on to the star. So therefore, we want to tell you, watch out and hold on to your star. So therefore, Rashbam learns that really Macho is not called Lashon Hara at all. Our whole sushto of the Gemara is just in front of how many people you have to say it over to in order that news to travel. So that's a two pshatim here. But there is a pshat to say, though, that really Macho is a Lashon Hara. And according to this man, the Yomo, when Lashon Hara is said in front of three people, then it's like a dove yedua, and you're allowed to say it over and over. Allah the Chofetz Chaim doesn't pass like this. He holds the Ike Heter of saying in front of three people is not real Lashon Hara. However, if you say something really bad about somebody, even though it's said in front of three people, there's no Heter for you to tell it over. Father is Nisa telling over. The Ike Heter here of Be'apit Las is really like a second shot of Rashbam. The Na'u Sugiyah, Macho itself is not called Lashon Hara at all. Na'u Sugiyah is only negated to how do you spread news? So in front of three people, news is spread. But what's the svar Rabba Varafuna by Lashon Hara? The svar there is it says there's certain things, it depends how you say it. Like you say something, he's a good cook. You can mean it in a nice way, he's a good cook. Or you mean to say, no, the guy eats all day, he's a big cook, he eats too much, he presses too much. So things like that, it depends how you say it. So
So there we say, if you say it over in front of three people, you know for sure it's going to get back to that person. So it's like you're saying it in front of him. And you know if you say it in front of him, you wouldn't say it in a bad way. For sure you'd mean it in a nice way. So therefore, a thing that could be interpreted two ways, when you say it in front of three people, for sure we interpret it the right way. So then you're allowed to say it. That's all the setter is. But a real juicy Lashon Hara, they're saying bid upon somebody else, then there's no head to say it over. And the Pshat now, Gemara, is the way that Rashbam says, the Pshat is that here it's not really Lashon Hara over here, it's only Shaila, how many people do you have to say it over to that the news should for sure travel? That's totally, do you need three to make it travel, or is it enough to? Right. Gido bar min yumi hevelei michiusa limchuya. He had to make a machor. He owned the field, and somebody was down in his field trying to be machzik there. So he wanted to make a machor. He had to make a protest. Sha ashkachtinu l'rafuna or l'chia bar rav or l'rav chilkiya bar tuvia. He found these three rabbonim. They were sitting together. So gishmak, I have three people now. O machor kemayu. He made his protest in front of them. Masha, we owe the machor has to be done in front of three people. So he made the machor in front of them. Lashana, the next year, Hoder Oslam Chuyi wanted to make a machor again. Like he thought every single year of the 3 years, or every single year, I have to make another machor. Omelet, he said back to him, no, Leit Tzrichas, you don't have to. But Hochi Yom Rav, this is what Rav said. Kivon Shemicha Shona Rishayna, when the owner makes the machor, even the first year, so then Halacha is, Shuga in the Sarach Limchois. Like for the next 3 years, he doesn't have to make a machor. It's enough to make one machor during the 3 years. That's all. You don't have to make it every year. But Zika the Army something like this. Since you made a good machor the first year, so you should know, Shuga in the Sarach Limchois. You don't have to make another machor. Once you warn the guy once, so that guy has to know that from now on he's in trouble and he has to hold on to his shtar. He has no right to lose his shtar, even if it'll take 10 years, 15 years, till I take him to Din Torah. So what? Since I warned him at the beginning, watch out. I'm telling you, you're a goslin, so then if the person really bought it, he has to watch out, watch his shtar. See, we don't have to make another machor. But all my rest luck is mishum bakaporom. You should know, at the end of 3 years, you have to make another machor. In other words, every year you don't have to. But you can't let 3 years go by without a machor. Because like true, you made a machor at the beginning, but now 3 years go by without a machor, maybe that could be a chazakah. That's what Rosh Lakas holds. But for Teyu Barav Yechim, Yechim argues and says no. V'chi gazlin yesh le chazakah. Like does the gazlin have a chazakah? Like once you made a machor once, like we know he's a goslin. So no matter how many years he's there, he's a goslin.